Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. First of all, we would like to thank you for your sharing this paper with us. In the we believe that this paper is very useful in understanding your perspective on the key issues regarding the outcomes of this discussion, this week's discussions, and what needs to be done to continue our discussion in future. And we are in general agreement with your views on these points, and however, I'd like to make some preliminary comments. First, I think on your first takeaway, I think this future discussion should be based on prohibition and regulations. That's and also it's related to human control and applications. We don't agree on the use of human control. We have other way of naming this, but in general, we agree on your understanding. And as for the second take now, take away, I think future, I think to discuss the compliance issue with the IHA from three perspectives, which you suggested. The first one is how the weapon is used. And the second one is how the context of its use. And the third perspective is the capabilities of the weapon itself. I think we are also in supportive of these notions, and for I think from these three perspectives, if we could deepen our discussions, I think we could we could gain more analytical and analytical discussions, which we from which we can expect some advancements on these issues. And as for the third take away, I think it's very important to structure our work. And what we want you to add is we want to structure elements which we are discussing now. Structure elements means structure how the discussion on how we structure our final deliverables, our instruments. So this discussion also needs to be done. And as for the fourth taken away, that is building upon already agreed language. I think we agree on this, and we also proposed this in our in the past discussions. But what we would like to add is, I think the outcome. I think we won't also use the last year's report, draft report of GGE. I think we had a very good language in the that draft report, in particular such as on the topics such as human-machine interaction, accountability, risk mitigation, and confidence-building measures. I think the language is on those topics in the last year's draft report can also be a good basis for our future discussions. And then as for characterization and characterizations, I think you are suggesting to continue the discussion on this issue. But we have found that there is still divergent views on this topic. And I think that means we might need to have more structured way of discussions. I think just continuing the discussion in the same way we did this week might not be served further advancement on this discussion. And lastly, this is my question with regard to the way forward. How will the outcomes of the current session be linked to the next session? It also goes to how we can connect our whole year's discussion to the next year's GGE. I think this is a very important topic, and if there is anything you can share at this point, I would like to hear it. Thank you.
I would like to thank the distinguished representative of Japan for his intervention. With regard to your question, that's something I would like to hear the views of the rest of the room also, and then we will see how we can react to that also in the light of course, the discussion we're also going to have tomorrow afternoon still on other matters regarding to the work of the GGE and our mandate. Next on my list is the distinguished representative of the Philippines. You have the floor to be followed by Switzerland.
Mr. Chair, our delegation thank you for facilitating interactive discussions thus far. We generally agree with the key takeaways you articulated at